what our rules cost an AI, and what they buy. From the OnPaper Lab, the 1st of August, 2026. OnPaper hands your AI a set of constraints, one fixed page size, no scripts, nothing fetched from the internet, and only the kinds of elements that survive becoming an editable PowerPoint file. Constraints have an obvious cost. The interesting question is whether we were actually paying it, so we gave the same models the same briefs twice, once working freely, once under the rules. First, the fear worth testing. A constraint can make a model build something plainer than it would have built on its own, and nobody ever reports that as a fault. The deck looks fine. It is simply less than the model could do. And you would never know, because you never see the version you did not get. That is the failure this comparison exists to catch. Now, what we found. The first finding is that the rules did not cost structure. On the briefs where a model built something genuinely structured on its own, a driver tree, a waterfall, a network map, it built the same structure under our rules. What changed is that it had to assemble that structure by hand because our template had no name for it. In 2/3 of those cases, the model reinvented the same shape from scratch. That is how we learned which elements were missing. It is also why the template now has 10 more named structures than it did a week ago, each one added only after it was measured, converting into real, editable PowerPoint objects. The second finding is that the rules bought a great deal. Working freely, roughly one deck in five did not survive conversion into editable PowerPoint. Under the contract, that share shrank. More decks were drawn as real vector diagrams rather than flat pictures, and every deck came out at a fixed, printable page size. Next, the one that matters most, in a meeting. Asked where a subscription price goes, one model built a beautiful slide whose table and both charts were drawn by JavaScript from a block of data. On screen, it is perfect. Printed or converted, it is nearly empty. The numbers never existed in the file itself. That happened more than once among models working freely. It did not happen once under the rules, because forbidding it is one of the rules. It is the clearest example of a constraint that looks like bureaucracy right up until you watch what it prevents. So what changed? Every structure a model kept rebuilding by hand became a named element in the template, each one added only after it converted to real, editable PowerPoint objects. The point of this comparison was never to prove the rules are harmless. It was to find the places where they were quietly costing something and to fix those. A note on how honest this is. 154 slides in total, across 7 model families. Each was rendered in a real browser with scripts disabled, the same view our converter has, and then converted, where the result is counted as fully native objects, partly flattened or unreadable. The briefs describe content that demands a structure without ever naming one, and they are held fixed, so later models stay comparable. The limits, the same structure, is a judgment made by reading the rendered slides. The conversion counts, the page sizes, and the script checks are machine facts. The two columns do not contain the same number of decks, so they are rates, not a paired test. And one thing is deliberately absent, how much content each side produced. A deck built on our template carries the template's own frame, which inflates any element count. Comparing richness across the two columns would mostly measure our own furniture. That question needs its own instrument. Nothing here involves anyone's documents. Every deck was generated from invented briefs. OnPaper itself still sends no document anywhere.